Today we pray for Muskoy. Muskoy City is a suburb of San Bernardino City. The residents there feel that it has a somewhat rural feel. Some own their homes and they tend to lean liberal. They are located on the east side of Interstate 215 north of San Bernardino City. To the west is Lytle Creek, and they're above Interstate 210. So their demographics is interesting. They have 11,500 people, 44% rent, 56% own. The average home is only 251,000. 44% have less than a high school graduate. 32% graduated high school, 24% either had some college or some degrees. 46,000 is the average income. Male to female, 53 to 46. The average age is only 29, so they're young. The rent median is $1,390. 90% of the population are Hispanic. You heard it here. And so that's a big number in wanting to minister to this area, to be aware of that. 6% is white, 3% black, and 1.7% is Asian. It was developed in the mid-1890s as a community for family agricultural business. Roads and water service were developed to serve 1 to 10 acre parcels. Vineyards, orchards, and various field crops were planted and cultivated. After World War II, population accelerated. The area began a transition from agriculture to suburban residential. In the 50s and 60s, the area became a popular stop during road trips. This resulted in more shops opening to serve the needs of travelers and more people establishing a permanent residence around the Muskoy area. So, Father, we pray. This has a lot of top scores. For environmental, it has one of the worst air quality scores in California, between 96 and 100%. Most people walk or use public transportation to get around, so they're in the air. Streets are dangerous for people on foot on top of it, and the air quality makes it dangerous for people who suffer with asthma or other pneumonic issues. So to be even outside, we pray, Father, for things to be done. We thank you for the Safe Route to Muskoy Schools initiative, where the schools addressed it with the county and the state, and they are looking for ways for students to get to their school safely since they have to walk, most of them. But we do pray for other things that can happen to minimize the air quality score. And then we pray for the government of San Bernardino County that they would be involved with this, along with the fact that they have a terrible crime and that they have the worst poverty rate in our county, the worst, that 39%. So we pray, Father, for our government of our county to find ways for these people to get jobs so that they would not need to take drugs, because usually poverty rate is often close to crime and potentially drugs, or vice versa. So, Father, we pray that they would get jobs, that by the time we pray for this again, months from now, things will change. We pray, Father, and that we won't be able to see their rates till next year, but we pray, Father, that we will see better rates and lower statistics in that regards. We pray, Father, for the San Bernardino Unified School District. We pray for Muskoy Elementary, Vermont Elementary, Cesar Chavez Middle, and Cajon High, that we are aware of. We pray for these schools to preach the truth, to teach the truth, not CRT and not the LGBTQ pushes and sex education that's despicable. We pray for parents to rise up and stand up and come against that. We pray the crime decreases. It occurs every 26 minutes. Yes, you heard me right. The overall grade is F, violent D+, property crime F, other crime is at D-. We pray, God, for their top crime issues, which are drugs at 40%, which is extremely high overall, and vandalism, theft, and burglary share closely. It does share its zip code with other subdivisions in San Bernardino, but this is predominantly Muskoy. So we pray for these crimes to decrease. We pray for law enforcement to catch people. We pray for the laws to be strict enough that people would fear getting involved with these things. We pray that drugs will not be able to be pushed. We pray for fentanyl and methamphetamine to be ousted from this area. We pray for the recovery of the 32 people as of this day that have COVID. We pray for that number to decrease. We do pray that the Safe Route to Muskoy Schools will find other ways to be able to do that, and more families and children will get involved in finding ways to make it safer for people to walk and or use the public transportation. There are very few churches that are in Spanish, and with a 90% Hispanic rate, we pray, God, for more churches that cater to the Hispanic community, even if they have to speak in Spanish. We pray for intercessors to arise and claim the subdivision for Jesus. We even pray that there's a lot of parks in Muskoy and that they use them quite frequently. We pray for park ministries to rise up, that churches and or whoever you call, Father, would begin to minister in parks. And we pray, Father, for them to reach the people who attend them, those on the weekends. We pray for ministers and believers to find creative ways to share the gospel to this highest poverty rate area. Not only giving food, but teaching them how to get food on their own and to be able to get jobs that make ends meet. We pray, Father, for the churches to unite and pray for the loss. We pray for laborers for the harvest. We pray that the drug issues will decrease and the crime, and that the churches will find ways to be creative there as well. We pray for support groups to rise up to help those who are recovering from addictions. And we pray for teachings on how to handle finances. We pray for a revival that causes families to be transformed by the gospel. Yes, families, that a whole families will be changed, and that the city would be reformed as a result by a mighty move of God and by the Holy Spirit, and that for churches would have thriving prayer ministries. In Jesus' name.